I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a mostly sunny sky in store for us this eclipse day. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but the National Weather Service says that's likely late this afternoon into tonight. We should be fine for the eclipse today, just after 1 o'clock. Excitement is continuing to build for the solar eclipse. Drivers, experts say, should be ready for traffic. And despite smaller than expected numbers over the weekend, State Police Trooper Joey Watson says people should be ready for more cars on Interstate 57, Highway 51, and Route 13.
We definitely want to encourage them to be as prepared as possible, arrive at their event or their location for the viewing as early as possible so that they're trying to, you know, they're not part of the traffic congestion.
Trooper Watson says drivers should also have their headlights on during the eclipse and don't wear those eclipse glasses or try to take any pictures while you're driving. The National Weather Service in Paducah says they'll have personnel in the area command to provide regular weather updates throughout the day as well. The eclipse celebration kicked off over the weekend across the region, including in Perryville, Missouri, with Solar Fest. As WSIU's Brad Palmer reports, one of the highlights there was Saturday's unveiling of a new sundial on the courthouse square.
The 3-foot-tall structure was designed by Don Snyder of St. Louis, who's a member of the North American Sundial Society. He says this is a permanent marker to commemorate the totality path of the solar eclipse through Perryville.
The tip shadow will move along this line during the day as the sun moves. And it gets here, that's when the eclipse starts here in Perryville. Here's the peak of the eclipse, totality.
Sorry about that.
And here's when the eclipse ends. So every year it'll remind us of that.
Sculptor Abraham Moeller of St. Louis created the dial plate. He says although sundials aren't used to tell time anymore, they can still be relevant today.
Rather than pointing us inward, looking inside, it actually points us outward externally and orients us to the sun and to the cosmos around us and our surroundings. And I think that there's something really healthy about that.
The base of the structure is made of a locally quarried marble, the same stone family that provides the base of the adjacent 113-year-old Perry County Courthouse. I'm Brad Palmer.
And again, we've got eclipse coverage coming up today, starting at noon on Here and Now. And we'll bring you the latest throughout the day right here on WSIU. You can also find us online at wsiu.org/eclipse. Researchers hope today's solar eclipse will help shed some light on how sudden atmospheric changes can change the weather. The State Water Survey says its researchers will be using equipment to collect temperature and other data before, during, and after the eclipse. The scientists say if they can help better understand what influences sudden changes, they might also be able to improve models that predict the weather. For today, we likely will see sunshine, showers and thunderstorms possible late. I'm Jennifer Fuller.